Nolte, Andrew Yang admits climate change fanatics can't stop China and India. By John Nolte on August 1, 2019. Tech entrepreneur and Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang spoke a truth at Wednesday night's CNN debate that is not supposed to be spoken. Even if America immediately shut down its industry and electricity. Even if we went completely dark. Even if every American agreed to go without electricity and moved into a teepee to commune with nature rather than the iPhone, it would do next to nothing to stop carbon emissions. You see, even if you're gullible enough to believe the global warming hoax, you have to ask yourself why the enviro fanatics focus so much on pushing America back into the dark ages when it is mainly China and India, those two emerging industrial powerhouses, that have no regard for the amount of carbon they pump into the air. In fact, the hysterical focus on America is part of what exposes the environmental movement as a fraud. If these Luddites truly believe carbon emissions will eventually doom us, they would stop trying to take away my barbecue grill and go yell at the red Chinese. Yang, at least, had the moral courage to admit this truth. The United States is only 15% of global emissions, Yang said. We like to act as if we're 100%. But the truth is, even if we were to curb our emissions dramatically, the Earth is going to get warmer, and we can see it around us this summer, Yang said. And while some of the Democrat candidates say the United States has only 10 years to avert climate change disaster, Yang said we are 10 years behind. The last 4 years have been the four warmest years in recorded history, Yang said. This is going to be a tough truth, but we are too late. We are 10 years too late. We need to do everything we can to start moving the climate in the right direction, but we also need to start moving our people to higher ground, he continued. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families. That's right, America only emits 15% of the world's carbon, which means there is nothing we can do to solve this problem. Which means we should enjoy life, because if these enviro nuts end up being correct, there is still not a damn thing we can do about it. Yang might be a hysteric who thinks we need a massive government program to help people move to higher ground and screw Ocasio-Crazy's 12-year prediction because it's already too late, so let's move to the mountains. But at least within the context of being a hysteric, he is telling the truth about the fact that America is not the problem. But what exactly does Yang mean by higher ground? What he probably means is that people need to move off the coasts because the climate change fable warns that the oceans will rise after all the glaciers melt. Well, why doesn't he just say so? Why doesn't he tell these eastern coast left-wing elites they're going to have to move inland among the great unwashed? The hoi polloi, the bitter clingers, the deplorables, you know, normal people. And that's the other thing that exposes these enviro-nuts as frauds. If they truly believe the oceans will rise, CNN would be moving from the edge of the Manhattan's East River to safer ground in Atlanta, not the other way around. The very same people assuring us we have to give up cheeseburgers and air conditioning to save the planet, to stop the oceans from rising, are the very same people bitterly clinging to their lives on the same coasts that are supposed to be in the most danger. How is it that property values along the coasts continue to increase as the imminent threat of that same property being flooded increases? When the people who claim to believe in climate change start to act as though they believe in climate change, maybe then I'll stop pointing and laughing at them. Anyway, Yang deserves some points for telling one truth the left and their media minions don't want told. Even if you believe in global warming, America ain't the problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.